Why this works. Bibimbap achieves its distinct flavor through the harmonious combination of ingredients. Short grain rice provides a sticky base that holds the toppings together. Each vegetable is prepared separately to maintain its unique flavor and texture, allowing for a diverse mouthfeel. The use of gochujang introduces a spicy and slightly sweet element, enhancing the dish's overall complexity. Cooking temperatures are crucial. Vegetables should be sautéed quickly over medium-high heat to retain their color and crispness. Eggs are best fried at a lower temperature to ensure a runny yolk, which adds richness when mixed into the rice. The final drizzle of sesame oil adds an aromatic quality that ties the dish together. Common mistakes: using long grain rice. Target: short grain Japonica rice, Korean, Japanese, or California grown. Why it matters? Bibimbap's structure depends on rice that clings together. The eater mixes everything aggressively at the table, and long grain rice, basmati, jasmine, breaks apart into scattered grains. The dish becomes rice salad with toppings instead of bibimbap. What to do? Short grain rice, slightly drier than for sushi, about 1-to-1 water rice ratio. For dalsat hot stone bowl bibimbap, use slightly more water and undercook by 5 minutes. The bowl finishes the cook. Workarounds: no short grain rice, arborio, calrose is the next best. Long grain only as last resort. For brown rice bibimbap, increase the water by 20% and cook 10 minutes longer. Not heating the dalsat stone bowl enough. Target: preheat the empty bowl in a 250 degrees Celsius oven for 15 minutes, or on a direct flame for 5 minutes. Why it matters? The defining feature of dalsat bibimbap is the nurungji, the crisp golden rice crust that forms on the bowl's hot wall. An underheated bowl produces no crust, no aroma of toasted rice, and the dish loses its signature texture. What to do? Brush the inside of the hot bowl with sesame oil before adding rice. You should hear the oil sizzle. Workarounds: no stone bowl, use a cast iron skillet preheated in the oven, produces similar crust, less even. For a quick version, skip the dalsat entirely and serve as regular bibimbap. Different dish, equally legitimate. Wet vegetables that ruin the texture. Target: each namul, vegetable side, seasoned and pressed dry before assembling. Why it matters? Spinach, mung bean sprouts, and zucchini all hold water. Piled are rice still wet, they saturate the rice and turn everything into mush, destroying the texture contrast that makes bibimbap interesting. What to do? Blanch each vegetable separately, season individually with sesame oil plus salt plus garlic, then press out excess water by hand, wrap in cheesecloth, or just squeeze gently. Workarounds: for a faster prep, make 3 vegetables instead of the traditional 5. Quality over quantity. Spread cooked vegetables on a tray to air dry for 10 minutes if you're short on hand pressing time. Underseasoning the gochujang sauce. Target: mix 2 tablespoons gochujang, plus 1 tablespoon sesame oil, plus 1 tablespoon sugar, plus 1 tablespoon rice vinegar, plus 1 clove minced garlic per serving. Serve on the side. Why it matters? Plain gochujang straight from the tub is too harsh and one-dimensional. The sauce needs to be built. Sweet, acid, fat, aroma, to actually integrate everything when mixed. What to do? Make the sauce ahead and let it rest 10 minutes for flavors to meld. Workarounds: mix 2 tablespoons of sriracha, 1 teaspoon of white miso, and 1 teaspoon of sugar. Approximation, but workable. For milder spice, add 1 tablespoon of Korean plum syrup or honey to balance the chili heat. Skipping the raw egg yolk. Target: 1 room temperature egg yolk per serving, placed in the center at assembly. Why it matters? The yolk is bibimbap's emulsifier. When mixed, it coats the rice and vegetables, binding everything into a cohesive whole. Without it, the dish feels like separate components. What to do? Use farm fresh eggs if possible, food safety dependent on egg quality. The dalsat's heat partially cooks the yolk on contact with the bowl. Workarounds: concerned about raw egg? Use a fried egg with a runny yolk instead. Same emulsifying function with a cooked white. For a vegan version, use 2 tablespoons of tahini plus 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. Same role, different flavor. What to look for? Bright colors from fresh vegetables, a perfectly runny yolk on the egg, a fragrant aroma from sesame oil, a cohesive layering of ingredients in the bowl. Chef's view: bibimbap reflects the essence of Korean cuisine through its balance of flavors and nutrition. Traditionally, it served as a way to use leftover ingredients, showcasing the creativity of home cooks. This dish embodies the philosophy of harmony in Korean cooking, where each component contributes to a greater whole. The layering technique not only enhances aesthetics, but also allows for each bite to be customized. Diners mix the ingredients according to personal preference, making bibimbap a communal experience. Its history dates back centuries, evolving into a beloved comfort food that resonates with both locals and visitors alike.